Today's GeoQuiz fits nicely into a parking spot. We're looking for an Irish city where dozens of parking places have been transformed into temporary parks, street cafes, and art exhibits. Cool idea, right? It's part of a global event called Parking Day. The idea for taking over metered parking spaces was born in San Francisco about a decade ago. It's caught on in hundreds of cities around the world as residents reclaim open space in their crowded towns, one parking spot at a time. So it's Parking Day in the city we want you to name. This was once a Viking village. Now it's one of Ireland's busiest and most populated cities. The River Liffey divides the city into the north side and the south side. For the answer now, we're going to speak with David O'Connor. He's a Parking Day coordinator. He's at Smithfield and Market. And David, what city does that place you in?
Okay, well, I'm in the north inner city of Dublin, and we've had a very good parking day here in Dublin.
In Dublin. Dublin is the answer to our GeoQuiz. It's one of the cities taking part in Parking Day. Third year you're doing it there in Dublin. Tell us about these pop-up parks.
Okay, well, it's all part of Parking Day, which is a worldwide event, and that started in San Francisco. A few of us saw it happening and said, why not in Dublin? And this year, we've had 26 parks all around the city. Very simply, you take an on-street metered car park space and you turn it into a public park for the day.
So this is kind of the opposite of pave paradise and put up a parking lot. You're starting with the parking lot and trying to turn it into paradise.
We're turning it into various degrees of paradise. And we have a lot of very creative people doing lots of very unusual and unique different things.
Like what? I mean, I've heard about little parks, street cafes, art exhibits. What are some of the really outlandish things and creative things that people have done with these parking spaces?
We had lots of things. We had crazy golf. We had a cafe, a gaming arcade. That was quite. That was a lot of fun. That was they did a brilliant job. So they literally built a gaming arcade for the day. Different groups. We've got a lot of sort of NGO campaign groups. People like the Dublin Cycling Campaign, and they turned the space into a cycle park. We'd Sea Change that promote awareness around mental health. So they were using it to kind of make people think about their issue. So it's a very positive day, and the response from the public is 100% very thumbs up.
What about people who have cars and they're trying to park?
Dublin's fine. I mean, we take over 25 spaces. There's 20,000 on-street parking spaces in Dublin. Even the City Council acknowledged that that's too much. And by the way, the City Council support this very fulsomely, and they're trying to promote better streets and better places for people, which is really what it's all about. Places that people think, you know, we could do something better than park a car here for the day.
Yeah. When you heard about the San Franciscans doing this a few years ago, what occurred to you as, you know, being a natural fit for Dublin?
Well, we thought, what a brilliant idea. And it looked like so much fun and such an obvious thing to do. And I guess we're all sort of believers in a more creative city, a more cultural city, and a city that's friendlier for people. And it's the way cities are going, there's no doubt about it. And this is just one way of helping the city to get to that place.
I mean, Dublin is a congested car, crowded city. Are there enough green spaces to enjoy? Do you think Parking Day might have any impact on urban planning in the future?
We hope so. In fact, we know so. Again, the Parking Day people, they call it an open source experiment. So anybody can come along with their idea and actually gives the real urban designers, the people that are really responsible for streets and spaces, they get ideas from it. So it's almost like they see it as a kind of an experimental day. What could we do?
Is there one kind of little pop-up park or thing that's going on in one of these 25 spaces that you're just going to be going back to later on today before they have to clear out? You're just so smitten with
it? Well, it's quite interesting. Parking Day is, you know, it's a worldwide day. There's hundreds of cities around the world. But in Dublin, it's Friday the 20th of September is also Culture Night. And that's the night that lots of cities do this, I'm sure you know. But all of our cultural institutes and museums are open for free. So it's a very exciting, quite a buzzy night in the city. So quite a few of our spaces are going to brave it out and tough it out.
Wow, cool night to be in Dublin.
It's a lot of fun, a lot of fun. And it's a lovely balmy evening as well. We're having an Indian summer here.
Dublin is the answer to our GeoQuiz today. David O'Connor is a coordinator for Dublin Parking Day. David, have a great time.
Great, okay. Look, thanks a million.